Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you again today. I'm super excited to introduce you to our first guest, Ariel Richard. She is a self-awareness coach who helps young adults reconnect with their purpose and take action towards their goals. She's the host of the Daily Climb podcast, which covers personal growth, mindset, and productivity tips for women. Welcome to the show today, Ariel.
Thank you for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here.
So as we were talking in the green room, I was noticing just how young you look, right? And I just think it's so awesome that a person that is young like you, that is in the personal development field and in the positivity field and the personal growth field, so that you can help other young people that may feel stuck or that may not have the tools that, you know, that they need in order to make their life great at a young age.
Yeah, thank you. I got started in that because I volunteered for my local crisis center, which is a part of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And when I started volunteering for them 2 years ago, I quickly realized how many people felt hopeless. And I never realized that before. Like, I always knew that there was, you know, of course, depression, anxiety, and a lot of mental health issues. But until talking with people, like hundreds of people every day that you're volunteering, I didn't realize how bad it was. And so, you know, in the scope of volunteering for the crisis center, there is like a lot of things that you can and can't say. And so I quickly realized, man, like, I really want to help people. I have a passion for this. And so, yeah, then I started my blog, my podcast, and yeah.
Yeah. So, wow, this is so great. That's another thing. I just want to salute you. I'm just like, well, first of all, when you started talking right now, you are an old soul. So just saying, I'm sure, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but
yeah.
You know, you may be a young woman in a body, but you're an old soul. So that's that. And then I just love that you started a podcast. You were volunteering suicide prevention. Suicide is really near and dear to my heart, too, because I suffered with the shadow of suicide myself until I was 35. So from the time, you know, I was a little girl till I was 35, I was over the course of that time, many times tried to take my own life, and the angels had to work overtime, lots of interventions. It's a miracle I'm sitting here talking to you today to really transcend that shadow, transform that shadow, and, you know, move out of wanting to kill myself instead of wanting to live. And so I think this is extraordinary that you were volunteering, you know, at such a young age, and then deciding that you want to help other people. So as far as your age group of people, do you find that, what's your age group of people going through?
So right now there's kind of like there's the people who may be in college or had just graduated college is kind of that age group. And I'm finding that a lot of them, they are in college, but don't know what they want to do, but still feel pressured to be in college because of society. Like, that's the thing to do right after high school, and also not wanting to let their parents down and all those different fears, being the odd one out that didn't go to college. So they have all of these fears around that, but they don't even know what they want to do yet. And, they feel like they don't have purpose in their life. They're not sure what they were meant to do, and all those different thoughts and, you know, limiting beliefs about themselves. And so that would be like the bulk that I would say that a lot of them are dealing with.
Yeah. So is that where you come in and you help them release those beliefs and those false expectations, because they're here to live their life, not the programmed life of society or their parents or what they should be doing, right?
Right.
So you help them beyond that. And then maybe there's something that comes out of it. Like you're not going that traditional route. There's nothing wrong with it if you feel called to do it. But you know, you're creating a life path for yourself where you're coaching, you're mentoring, you're helping, you're podcasting, you're talking about it. So what's your mission?
Oh, I never even asked that question. Yeah. So, I mean, right now I'm really, really passionate about what I'm doing with my podcast and this coaching business. And so that's really something that I am driven to grow right now. But actually, before starting this, I always had my heart set on becoming a doctor, and I wanted to become a psychiatrist. And so, which, you know, of course that's still related. I always had that a sense of, I don't know, mental health in my career path. And so a part of me is still like, do I pursue this? I haven't quite decided if I'm still going to do that in the future. But at least right now, you know, it's actually interesting because I always share with my clients that I was holding on to that for so long. And I was holding on to because I was afraid that I would let my parents down myself if I had let go of becoming a doctor. Because my entire life, that's all I would talk about. And so that's all my family, friends, people at church, that's all they knew me as, like, oh, she wants to be a doctor. So it felt like my identity was tied to that. And so if I had let go of that, I was like, man, like, do I want to face this reality? So I kind of like every time people would ask me, oh yeah, what are you doing right now? It always was, oh yeah, I'm studying for my MCAT, or I'm still graduating, you know, I'm going to become a doctor and all that different stuff. And it was about a year ago where I actually was like, you know what, let me face this. And I don't want to pursue being a doctor right now. I don't want to study for my MCAT right now. I'm really passionate about helping people reconnect with their purpose and their mission in life so that they can feel fulfilled. And, you know, maybe being a doctor is still in the cards years from now, but right now that's what lights me up.
So. And right now is the key, because right now is all we have. And if we all make choices from the right now in this present moment, we're free. Exactly. So that's also the illusion that has been created, that we have to have it all figured out by the time we're 21 or 25 or, you know, whatever age you are, it doesn't matter. You know, I love your words. I love your vibration. I love what you're talking about. You know, I would love to be led by you, because, you know, you are the future leader on this planet moving forward. So your voice is so important. So I like that, you know, being a doctor is still on the table and that's on the shelf there, and that's fine, but that you're focused on right now. Tell us a little bit, because the other thing I didn't share in your bio is that you also help young people that have been programmed with religious beliefs, church beliefs. How did you word that?
You mean like how it's worded on my website, or like how I...
Well, how did you word that in your bio, what you help people transform when they've been programmed in a religious upbringing or whatever? Did I see that written out that way?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I heard you mention it right now, because I heard you talk about the religious, and that's what made me bring that back up again. So I'm sure that you come across that as well with when people, you know, where's their spirituality? What God do they believe in? How do they feel about God and that whole thing, right? So what is your comeback to that?
So I actually haven't had that come up a lot, which is interesting, because I remember when I first started my podcast and I was talking about personal growth overall. And, you know, especially within these past couple of months, I felt it really tugging on my heart to share more about my faith, because I am a Christian. And I felt more like I want to incorporate that in, you know, my podcast, my blog. I want to openly share that and not feel like that's something I have to do separately. And so I haven't had any really like big questions or issues come up yet. And, but yeah, I definitely have been sharing it more. I'm totally not answering your question. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. You know what? I just found out, the producer told me that our next guest is talking about that piece. So this is all part of the, you know, what we're rolling out today, changing the limiting beliefs, what we've grown into our, you know, programs from the past that we don't have to buy into those, that we don't have to believe in those. Right. And you're helping the younger generation carve out a different life path that's more freer to their soul's plan, what they really came here to do instead of, you know, going the traditional way. So let's tell everyone where to go to get, you know, first of all, you sound great on camera, you know, like your podcast. Where do people find your podcast, and how often do you do it?
So my podcast is called The Daily Climb, and it's available on all the major platforms. So Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, all the ones. And your other question, what was your other question?
Your podcast, how often do you do those?
Oh, yes. So I post 2 to 3 times a week. So at least 2 every Monday, Wednesday. And then usually on Fridays, I have a guest episode.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's exciting. And so what kind of a guest do you bring on? Do you bring on other coaches? Do you bring on clients? What's your guests like?
I bring on a variety of people who might be entrepreneurs or someone who has a story to tell that can inspire my audience. So I've had people come on talking about, you know, breaking free from different like truths about themselves in relationships, how they can, you know, explain their boundaries, make those clear to people in different relationships. I've had people come on, yeah, for a variety of topics that like fall into leveling up your life, I guess. I would phrase it.
Well, that's wonderful. I would love to come on your podcast and talk to the audience about, you know, because like I said, I overcame the shadow of suicide. So if that's a topic that's of interest to you,
absolutely,
then I would love to do that. So how do you work with people? Do you offer them a free discovery call? How do people get in contact with you? Where do they find you on social media? And how does one where does one start?
So typically people end up coming from my blog or podcast, and, you know, they sign up for one of my free resources on my website, which I have a life audit. I have a self-awareness journaling prompts and abundance affirmations. So usually they come into one of those, and then, you know, they're on my email list for a little bit, or so maybe in one of my emails, they've heard me talking about my coaching, or sometimes on my podcast when I talk about my coaching. And so, yeah, so I offer discovery calls for people. I find out what they're struggling with, what they want support with, to see if it's a good fit, because it's the worst experience if you know, sign up for something that didn't make sense for you, you know? Yeah. And so I'm not into like, oh yeah, like, give me your money and, you know, we'll figure it out. Like, no, that's not ethical at all. So that's kind of how we do that. And then I think that was your question.
Yeah. So how do people find you on social media?
Oh, yes. So I am at Ariel Yasmin on all social media platforms. I'm primarily on Instagram and just started with TikTok. So that's ArielYasminee.
Okay. Ariel Yasmin. So that's it. So all those older folks out there that are part of my audience that have, you know, younger people that are struggling in today's society, making the choices that Ariel was sharing with us today, there's a wonderful resource, because sometimes, you know, the younger generation don't want to go to where the parents say you should go. So, you know, they might resonate more with someone that is younger that can lead them from their perspective as well. So I love what you're doing, and I definitely want to, you know, stay in collaboration with you and salute you with your work, and look forward to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was been a pleasure.
Thank you so
much. Stay in touch.
Yeah, definitely. Let's stay in touch. And audience, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martine.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We are Stories of Hope, bringing you stories of hope. We're changing people's lives. We're helping people. We're coaching people. We're supporting people to thrive and make better choices in their life. Jess McKnight is a mindset coach for female entrepreneurs. She specializes in helping female entrepreneurs overcome religious and other societal institutional trauma and programming, discover their innate worthiness and overcome imposter syndrome so that they can stand out as their imperfectly perfect selves online. Welcome to the show today, Jess.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, welcome to the show. So the first thing that comes to mind is, what does an imposter look like?
Well, a lot of people think it looks like them, right? That's the problem. A lot of people think that they're not good enough, right? That they're an imposter, that they're not good enough for the things that they want to do, that by putting themselves out there, they're really just being a fraud. And that's something that a lot of people struggle with.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm sure that you have a story that got you here.
Yeah, I have many stories that got me here. I'll start with the most basic one. When I was born, I popped holes in both my lungs. I was in the NICU for 2 weeks, and the doctors told my parents that I was going to die. What they actually said to my parents was, she's going to die, but it's okay because you can have another baby, which I'm sure my parents just loved at the time. Obviously, I lived. After I lived, they told my parents I would be developmentally disabled. I am not. Since then, many times throughout my life, I've been told a lot of things that I can't do, right? I've been told all the things, you can't do this, you can't do that, all over and over and over again. And I have gone on and done those things. So that's kind of the foundation of my entire business.
Wow, that's okay. Like two things. I want to ask you two questions, but you popped two holes in your lungs. What was that?
When I took my first breath, they popped. Both my lungs popped.
Wow. When you took your first breath?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. I've never heard that before. I wonder if your breath was so strong that.
I guess.
I was like, pop. Wow. And so then right away you came in. The second thing I was going to say was all the things that you've been told you can't do. You can't do this. You can't do that. You're going to die. You're going to this and this and this and this. And you've defied all those things, that you've risen above all of those things. Would you say that that was what your life theme in the first life was about? Not to continue on, having these kinds of experiences happen, because once you get to the core essence of the lessons of the theme, then, you're now flowing with it, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So would you say that that was what the themes were, so that you can really rise above it and then help others overcome incredible odds?
Absolutely. Yes. 100%. That is my life's mission and my goal.
Yeah, so that's your mission. So how are you living life these days? Like, especially now, like with the narratives that are playing out, which there's a lot.
Sure, yes.
There's a lot of narratives. There's a lot of stories being told. There's a lot of division and separation being told of things that are going on. How are you living your life now, and how are you helping people?
So I primarily focus on helping people, you know, overcome that imposter syndrome, learn to believe in themselves, learn to understand that they're innately worthy, right? And all this programming, the things that they've been told, those narratives, the things that they were told from a young age that they weren't good enough, or that they had to do this in order to be the good girl, or, you know, A, B, C, X, Y, Z, any of those things. I help people understand that those aren't the truth, right? And the truth is that they can do whatever they want to do, that they can overcome any obstacle that's in their way, that they can have the life that they want to have. It's probably going to take some work, right? To overcome a lot of those beliefs and things that they've been told. And it's my life's mission to help as many people overcome those things as possible.
You know, it's not going to happen without the work. Honestly,
yeah.
That part requires a sincere dedication.
Yes.
Of deep inner work, as you know, to be continuously facing that energy and be persistent in choosing life and being for life and being for yourself and saying, I belong here. I deserve to be here. And all of those things, you know, when you're coming from the I'm not good enough, nobody wants me. I'm being rejected and all the different things. So the other thing that you help people with, and I think this is a big one too, and that is the religious programming.
Yes. Now,
right? So like people were born and raised to believe in certain things on a religious level. And now how do you help them find their authority?
So for me, that actually starts with a little bit of a story. I actually am an ordained minister. When I was in seminary, I was told by my church that I was fat, unprofessional, and needed a husband.
Oh, God.
So that was a little traumatizing for me at the time, because my church was the one place that had always been full of love and acceptance. And it just completely turned on its head. Right. And that's when I started really looking at the things that I'd been taught in my religion. Right. In order to be a good girl, you have to do this. Right. Good girls follow the rules. Good girls do what we say you should do. Good girls wear the right clothes. Good girls put on makeup, all of those things. And I really realized like how much of that is programmed into us from such a young age, especially when we start out with, you know, specific religions. Obviously I love religion. I don't think religion itself is a bad thing, but religion is full of humans, right? And humans make mistakes. And unfortunately that leads to a lot of trauma and programming in people that they need to overcome. And that's what I love to help people do. I love to help people process through the things that they've been programmed, process through the trauma that they've experienced from or with their church, to help them understand none of that was God, you know. You don't have to follow this specific path. It's not wrong to want something else.
What were the things that the church said? I'm just curious again. You're fat. You're what? I'm just curious.
That's okay. I was fat. I was unprofessional, and I needed a husband.
Yeah. It's that kind of energy. It's interesting. And you know, when you're so invested, where you were vulnerable and you were open
yes.
to the teachings of what's there, receiving your love from there, receiving your wisdom from there, receiving your community from there, that can be life shattering when that happens. And that's probably the reason why it happened, so that you can give rise to the new way.
Exactly. Yes. I absolutely love to look at it that way.
Right. And you gave rise to the new way, and then you became an ordained minister, and now you're bringing unconditional love to the present moment, and you're helping your people do the same thing. Those people
exactly.
that overcome those. Is that a niche for you, the religious programming niche, or is your niche more in the entrepreneur realm?
It's kind of a crossover of both, really. Like, I think that there's a lot of religious programming that we all kind of deal with, right? And even, I think, especially in the entrepreneurial realm, a lot of what you have to overcome to be an entrepreneur are the things that you were taught, you know, at such a young age. And a lot of that comes from religion, right? Comes from your church, comes from other institutions as well. But so much of that comes from there. And that affects how you run your business when you are an entrepreneur and whether or not you believe in what you can do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And do you absolutely love what you're doing now in your life? Do you believe in what you're doing? Is that going to grow and is that going to expand? Are you all in? It's like,
yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And you know, the thing about you too is you also have a very youthful energy. You look really young.
Thank you.
So, I don't know if people tell you that, but you do. And so maybe it's all that good. It's all that good energy work that you're doing on yourself also.
I'll take that.
take that. Now, how can people find you on social media? How can they look you up? And do you do free discovery calls? How is it that you work with people?
I do free trainings in my Facebook group. The easiest way to really get into my world is to follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is at the.jessmcknight. And you can grab my free Activate Your Adversity ebook by going to bit.ly/jm-activate. And then, you know, once you're in my world, you'll have access to all of those free trainings that I do. I do allow people to book calls with me. That's not primarily how I work with people, but you can certainly book one off my website, which is just jessmcknight.com.
Okay. And then are you on Facebook too?
I am. That's just facebook.com/JessLMcKnight.
Okay. Because the reason why I ask is, you know, next week when we'll be promoting this show out on Facebook, sure. Then what would be great, Jess, if you would do this for me, if you would, everything that you just shared with the dash and the this and the that, if you would go underneath the video, then the, you know, in the response or the reply, please put your links there because people watch you and then they can click on that link right away. And it's clear. Sometimes, you know, we have a lot of people that are driving and listening to this podcast in the car. They're not writing things down. And then it's like, it's hard to go back. And we want, if they're here, if they're seeing it, we want it to be really easy and accessible for them. So
perfect.
I love what you're doing, that you're, you know, busting through all the limiting beliefs, that you're, you know, overcoming incredible odds, helping entrepreneurs that, you know, that are facing, you know, challenges in their lives and that are busting through those religious programs and that are saying yes to themselves and yes to life.
Absolutely. Yes.
What would you like to leave our audience with today?
I would just like to say, never let what anyone else thinks, says, or does hold you back, right? You're the only person who gets to decide what you're capable of. You're the only person who gets to decide what you can do. And you're the only person who gets to decide how you do it. So don't let anyone else tell you that you can't do something. Don't let anyone else tell you what's possible for you.
Yeah, that's really, really good advice because so many times people have looked outside of themselves.
Yes.
What should I do? Mm-hmm. What should I do? Where should I go? Instead of, where do you want to go?
Exactly. Yes. Look inside. The answers are there.
Yeah. Awesome, Jess. You're incredible. Thank you so much for coming on today, for inspiring our audience, inspiring us with your brilliance and all the good work that you're doing in the world. We appreciate you. And we're going to take a break now on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Thank you.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. I have a wonderful guest to introduce you to, Juliana Rose. She's a multidimensional starlight presence on the planet to assist the awakenings and rememberings of our true source essence. She has journeyed for more than two decades in the metaphysical and healing arts to discover the unknown realms of consciousness and why we are here. She is trained and skilled in over 10 different modalities of energy balancing. Welcome to the show today, Juliana.
Thank you very much. I feel very blessed to be here in your presence. Thank you.
Same here, from one beloved to another beloved.
Yes.
So yes.
We are all divine, one.
Yes, my divine sees your divine. So I'm all open to having you here, and it's wonderful the work that you're doing. Many people are opening to receive what it is that you have to offer. So how you said you've been the last two decades. So did your awakening begin in the year of 2000 or did it happen before?
It actually happened when just before 2000.
Just yes. Before 2000.
Yeah.
And so what do I mean by your awakening began? So then you really started stepping into your soul mission, into your purpose, but you had to first go deep, deep within to discover all the things, right?
Definitely deep, deep within. And I had a lot of imbalances, to put it nicely. And to put it not so nicely, I had a lot of traumas. And I had a lot of healing to do, not only from this dimension of life, but many other dimensions of life. And I didn't even know what that meant at that time. I was not skilled. I didn't have the skills. And I was definitely living in a place of deep fear and uncertainty.
Yeah. And would you say now, with your sitting here with your true self, that looking back, that that is exactly why you were sitting in fear and in complete, you know, disillusionment, and that because the journey to yourself coming home was going to require that trek and that looking deep within and healing all of those traumas. Would you say that that's what was the purpose behind that?
Yes. And I had a lot of anxiety with that because deep down in my subconscious, I already knew that I had a lot of magic to bring within me. And I needed that awareness and support system. And I had to grow that within myself to understand what it meant, you know, to be energy, to be just me, to be this frequency that I resonate and hone into that others are feeling and resonate with as well. So when I'm in my full divine aligned power and pure energy of source, I resonate and radiate that energy, and it's like a beeping signal that other individuals can feel who are similar to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. It's like a resonance like frequency that's magnetizing itself to itself, to each other. And yeah, exactly. So that's beautiful. You know, as a person that's done the soul journey myself, as a mastery in myself, a sovereign in myself, I know that deep work that and how painful that journey is. It's not easy, and it's not for the faint at heart to go first and clear that path so that others can have it easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, really, truly, that work that has been done in the last decade, in the last two decades, the reason why we are in our evolutionary journey today in on the planet is because of the work that has been done by people like us in the background that have done that deep, deep inner soul work. So what is your, where are you focusing your energy today? Like where, you know, how are you helping individuals today? What's your, I did read that you're doing grid work as well. Is that what you're doing as well? Grid work, or
that was actually my first entry. I went from advanced to beginner instead of beginner to advanced. For some reason, that's just how my consciousness worked. I needed to understand that, okay, this is where the level you're going to. And then I had to step back and go, okay, let's do all this training to get there. So yes, I do global grid work. And I began that with Merlin focus. So there is a Merlin energy there, but I am really here. My main purpose here is to help those train light workers mm-hmm. in the global awareness, to help them in healing their wounds, to help the wounded healers, and to assist in the global gridding of that crystalline liquid consciousness that is coming forth in the world. So I'm very avid at just naturally connecting and organically in the web of life, connecting the grids. And that just happens naturally for me. I didn't have to do a lot of training for that. It just was, it was in my encodements, so to speak. As soon as I, you know, woke up, I knew that was something that I needed to do. And I don't have to go anywhere to do it. I just stay right here and I can tap in.
Yeah. And so practically, so you do that. And then how do you work with the light workers? Like, how do you work with people?
I tap in psychically and intuitively in private sessions and groups, and I provide them healing emotionally, physically, spiritually, and intuitively, so that they have a good base. In fact, I'm developing a lot of coursework right now. That's my big thing. I'm developing kind of like a community of light where there's going to be schooling for light workers to advance themselves, so that there isn't any question of what they need to be doing. They are here on a mission, and we get through the fluff and the dust and clear those pathways for them. So that's what I'm doing right now. And my methodologies are actually really helping individuals. I'm really proud of being able to serve in that way, to help them emotionally and physically, to understand that they have gifts, to be more confident in themselves, and to go bigger, just get bigger, radiate their light.
Good, that's good. So how can people find you, since you're on that subject right there, the work that you're doing? It's wonderful to hear that you feel proud of the work that you're putting out. That's a good feeling. that you feel good about your creativity and your creation. And so how can people find you?
They can find me at my website at julianarose.net, not .com, julianarose.net, because there is another Juliana Rose, as well as on Facebook. You can find me at julianarose1111. And on Instagram, seems to be a popular platform for me right now, Juliana Rose Healing. So
going there. That's wonderful. Thank you. And when you see this video on Facebook next week, please put some of those links below in the video under reply. Sure. When you see the video, because it just makes it easier for people to connect with you if you would do that. Mm-hmm. So I always like to look at the big picture. You know, my mission is peace on earth, heaven on earth. So that has been something that I've been the vibration, holding that vibration. So where do you see the world in 10 years from now?
I see definitely more enlightened beings. I see more of the grid warp changing. And I definitely see old beliefs collapsing and new ones being rebuilt and engineered.
Yeah. Well, that's great. What do you want to leave the audience with today in just this short amount of time? What do you want to say to people?
Open the portals of your heart and allow the light to radiate from inside of you. And whatever's going on in the world is kind of a necessary in order for it to be healed. And then it will come back into a peaceful, smooth stillness in the pond.
Love that. Love that. Juliana Rose, it was wonderful to meet you today. Thank you for all the good work you're doing in the world. And so glad to have met you, and hope to see you again. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm super, super excited to introduce you to our next guest, Emma G, singer, songwriter, and youth empowerment coach. Emma G has been using the power of music to empower, uplift, and motivate audiences worldwide her entire life. She was born with a rare neurological condition called
hydrocephalus.
Wow. Emma G has used music to recover from multiple traumas, including 10 brain surgeries, by writing and singing her truth, sharing her experiences, and turning her lessons into blessings. With a unique style that marries the styles of pop, soulful ballads, and a gritty rock edge, Emma G's style appeals to a hugely diverse audience worldwide. Welcome to the show today, Emma.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. What a gorgeous introduction.
I just can't even believe you had how many brain surgeries?
I've had 10 brain surgeries and 24 surgeries in total. And it's all due to this condition I have called hydrocephalus, which thankfully I was diagnosed at a very young age. And thankfully I'm just young enough to have had the technology to be able to actually function the way that I function. For those who don't know, hydrocephalus it literally translates to water on the brain. Everybody's brain floats in water, and that water is called cerebral spinal fluid, or CSF for short. And our brains, the water changes by between 200 and 400 milliliters every day. But I have a cyst or pillow of water about the size of my fist in the center of my cranium, which means that water can get into my head, but it has no way of getting out. So when I was 4 months old, my head was growing a little bit too big for my body, and a tube or a shunt was inserted into my head to drain down my spinal column, to drain out the water for me. It's been a wild ride. Hormonal changes, unfortunately, can create blockages in the shunt, which mean that I have to have brain surgery or surgery on my peritoneal cavity where the shunt drains the water out. So that's part of the fun of having hydrocephalus.
Well, it's just amazing. You know, it's amazing looking at you, because I look at you, I would never, ever in a million years feel that energy from you, that you had any kinds of challenges like this, because your energy seems so uplifting, so youthful, so radiant, so beautiful. That's how you are coming across, FYI.
Well, that's part of that, turning lessons into blessings, right? So, you know, we can either choose to sit in the funk, or we can choose to write it into funk, if you will. So, I feel like we all have a decision and have a choice to lean into the negative or to recognize the positive in every situation. And listen, I'm still alive.
Yeah, you're still alive, and you're not going anywhere anytime real soon, because you are the blessing. You're singing about it, you're writing about it, you're empowering, you're talking about it, you're inspiring others to do, you know, to embrace whatever challenges that they're faced with. So you're empowering the youth. So yes. How do you do that?
That's a great question. So I come from a background as a youth empowerment coordinator for the YMCA. I've been teaching for over half my life, teaching vocals. But at the end of 2019, having lived in Washington, D.C. now for the last 5 years, I decided to step into a part of myself that I didn't know whether it existed yet. It turns out I don't think it does. But marrying my history as a musician and a singer-songwriter with my love of youth work. So what I do is I work one-on-one at the moment, although I'm about to roll out an online course. I work one-on-one with teenagers to help them identify specific struggles that they're having. It's really easy for everybody, specifically teenagers, to get overwhelmed by trauma, stress, overwhelm, school, parents, budding love lives. You know, there's so much going on in their lives, in addition to what's happening in the world, part of the process is just to simplify. It's a methodology I call the KISS method, keep it simple, superstar, where, you know, I help young people to simplify whatever it is, and then write a song directed at that specific overwhelm or specific trigger point or specific stress. So it's able to You know, we build on themes, we build on ideas, we approach anxiety as a human being, we look at depression and write a love letter to it saying, I see you, I respect you, but we're done now. I help young people find the vocabulary to, you know, to just voice their heartache and pain points. And here's the fun thing, because obviously 2022, Generation Z, communication's a hard thing for many of them. They're brought up in the technological world, the world of social media, through the lens of, they live their lives through the lens of Instagram and TikTok. Having a face-to-face conversation is really confronting. So to be able to then instead have that conversation using lyric writing, it's incredible how honest and authentic they show up and how they suddenly start to find the right words to express themselves. And I stumbled across this back when I was teaching at a university back in New Zealand, where I'm from, where a lot of our students were second chance learners who had never written an essay in their lives. So being the music teachers that we're like, okay, can you rap your research papers? Can you rap about, you know, how to write a song, or rap the theory behind, you know, why this particular scale might be specific, you know, whatever it is. And these previously unconfident students were finding they could rap about their research, rap about their thoughts, rap about their constructive criticisms of certain, you know, topics, far more effectively than they could have if they had written a research paper. So to be able to take that, you know, that knowledge and write songs, it's just, it's amazing. And seeing how music and songwriting together impact the brain in many ways. And I did a TED talk on this a couple of weeks ago. Not only are we now able to find the vocabulary, but cognitively, it's a lot easier for young people to reframe traumatic experiences into experiences of resilience and power and authenticity.
Yeah, I love everything you're saying. Would you believe that I wrote a rap song? I
did. Of course you did, because you're amazing.
I did. I wrote a song. I actually, while you're talking, I'm thinking, I want to talk to you again, and I actually want to do another podcast with you where I want to bring my rap song to that podcast, and then we can talk about it, you know, and you could tell me, like, because I've been, you know, with the idea was to have everyone rap that song and what that's going to do for the world. I thought, oh, that would be so great. But anyway, I want to talk to you again. We'll have Ashley reach out to you for another podcast episode. That would be great. So, wow, this is fantastic work that you're doing. Now, you know, with the youth work that you were doing, is that where you learned that the youth really needs this? They need an outlet. They need an opportunity to work with people. You know, is that why you went that direction?
Yes, and I stumbled. So I was 5 years old when I decided I wanted to be a rock star, a mum, a counselor, a fashion designer, and a teacher. Now, I haven't done fashion design, and I don't have any children except for a cat, but watch the space, we'll see, maybe one day. But it was, you know, having that vision when I was five, because I was ridiculously precocious, you know, served me throughout my teenage years, and specifically because, you know, I'm a millennial. Mm-hmm. I was born before the internet. And I got to see the impact that the internet had on the world. Specifically, I got to see how my peers in school were responding to the world around them. So when your best friend loses his virginity at 12 years old, starts smoking and taking drugs, when your ex-boyfriend commits suicide when he's 19 years old, when other friends are, you know, cutting themselves and trying to find ways to express themselves. I vowed to myself when I was 19 that I would do anything I could to help empower other young people to know the tools, have the tools with them, so that they too could confront any obstacles or hardships in their lives healthily, without drugs, without hurting themselves, without making any, you know, without leaning into that dark side of ourselves that doesn't empower us. So that, combined with my work at the YMCA and the trainings that I've had with my teaching qualifications and so forth, it was that's how I kind of stumbled across this. And it's, the other part of it is just listening to the universe. I feel like every life experience that I've had thus far has led me to this point of, you know, launching youth empowerment through songwriting coaching.
I'm so inspired right now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely. I'm so inspired right now. I'm totally activated. You, I mean, it's like, oh yes, she is rocking it. And you are the leader of the new earth. You are the next generation. And so the work that you're doing is so important. It's so powerful. I love everything that you put. You just gave another TED talk, you know, you just did another one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous too. I mean, it was awesome to have you on today. What are your social media handles and where can people find you?
Super easy. If you just Google Emma G Music or emmagmusic.com, I'm your girl.
That's your girl. She's your girl. She's your rock star. She's your all the things she said. I have to go back and listen to the video when she said, I'm a mom. I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. I'm a songwriter. I'm this. All the things that you wanted to be. It's fabulous. You didn't come here to this world just to be one thing. You're a multidimensional creator. And you came here to be the best that you can be. And I'm so glad that you're doing the work that you're doing out there for the young people. It's so needed. It's so good. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And we're going to see you again. You and I are going to talk again for sure. So please. Thanks, everybody, for listening today and for tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you again here next week. And have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Happy spring equinox. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love. Your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.